WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Swamp, it's April.
Hello, it's April.
Fortunately, April Fool's Day's already gotten past us here, so we don't have to deal with that. Yeah,
that used to be one of my favorite days here, and enjoy prank a few people.
You have a favorite day. That might as well be it.
Might be it, yeah.
It's like St. Patty's Day, but it's like April Fool's comes and goes again.
Yeah, so we survive.
Yes, and we've got a song about
it. Yes,
April,
we do.
Here.
This is a song I'm not going to say a whole lot about right off the bat, though. It's a friend of mine that I'm still in contact with. He used to live up around Sydney, Illinois, if you ever heard of Sydney.
Sydney, Illinois. No, Sydney, that's a new one on me. Yeah.
Which is kind of east of Champaign.
Okay.
Little small towns.
All right.
More or less kind of grew up around that area, I think. And then I'll talk more after we hear the song, and then I'll even ask you if you recognize any voices on here or any kind of instrumentation. The song is called April.
I will pay perfect attention.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Song is April. It's a good song.
April. Here we go.
It moves right along, doesn't it? Yeah, have any ideas who the harmony singer is, the lead?
The harmony singer in the lead. No, he was trying to come back and lead and harmonize again there for a second. Yeah, it was good. watch those CDs. They don't stop them.
They don't want to stop them. The lead vocal was my friend John Pinnell. The harmony vocal was none other than Alison Krauss.
Okay.
And this is from 1986 when she's 15 years old, I'd say. And I think it's a self-produced kind of CD they did back then. She's playing the fiddle, of course.
Yeah.
There's a fellow named Bill Anderson. I'd point him out, too. He's playing Not Whispering Bill.
Well, I'm Whispering Bill or another Bill.
Not Whispering Bill, another Bill. He's playing banjo. Real fine banjo on there, too. So what you got here, John?
What have I got here? I've got from our man from Patoka, Mr. Drew Baldridge, and he does a dandy country tune here called Guns and Roses. It has to do with not exactly guns and roses, but you'll get the song. Here we go.
Headlight coming round the corner hot, like a bull in a china shop. And she's shining there like a chandelier in a ballroom all dolled up. I'm a 12 gauge and she's a wildflower. Gravel ain't gold, but somehow even if that kiss hits, feels so legit. Talking 100%. Dead magazine cover, and you can tell with a quick look, but one of these things is not like the other. 'Cause I'm a 12 gauge and she's a wildflower. Gravel ain't gold, but somehow we own it. That kiss hits, feels so legit. Talking 100%. Yeah, all I really know is when we're together, it's right. We fit together just like rain and dancing, sand and ocean. Gypsy soul. I'm a 12 gauge and she's a wildflower. Gravel ain't gold, but somehow we own it. That kiss hits, feels so legit. Talking 100%. Yeah, all I really know is when we're together, it's right. We fit together just like rain and dancing, sand and oceans, dust and diamonds, guns and roses.
Drew Baldridge from Patoka.
That's all right.
Yeah, Guns N' Roses.
Gonna put Patoka on the map there.
Yeah, he's done it. Yes, sir.
All right. Very good.
What, John, we got
something. I'm trying to make a tie with, it's going to become apparent, hopefully, this concept that I got here. The first fellow we played, John Pennell, kind of grew up in that Sydney area around Champaign. Here's a guy that spent some time around that same area. It's none other than John Hartford.
Johnny Hartford. Hartford. Coming back to the show here.
And John was working as a, he worked in, I think he just wanted to be in the music business somehow or other and before he started playing a lot. And he was a record distributor for a while. Here's our old buddy, the Brady Brothers were on this cut too. And I read something about he had handled their record when it came out, like about 61 or something like that. And somehow or other, he ended up in Clinton, Illinois, and these guys were picking up there. And John was a really good banjo player and a really good fiddler, and they already had a banjo player. And so this is John Hartford playing fiddle on this cut. It's an instrumental cut. I'd say it's probably from early 60s, 62 to 3. I think about 64, he went down to Nashville, and he found his fortune in Nashville, of course. After a couple of years, too. So this is the Brady Brothers with John Hartford doing a song called Glory in the Meeting House. Thank you.
old Johnny.
Johnny Hartford playing the fiddle on this one.
Yeah, good for me. Good stuff.
He landed up around the Clinton area. I think he was working for the radio station up there, too. It's called WHOW. Uncle Johnny Barton. And anyway, this all is, I'm attempting to lead to something with the next CD we're going to play, which is a fairly current release. Came out in November, last November, by a guy named Sam Bush. If you know who Sam Bush is, like, he is really good. And if you don't know who he is, you ought to go out and get some of his music. But anyway, the time I'm attempting to make is the first song we played by John Pinnell. The song we're going to hear was co-written by John Pinnell with Sam Bush. Sam Bush is an excellent all-around musician. He excels on the mandolin and the fiddle particularly. And this is a song that is a tribute to John Hartford. And it's called Radio John. So they kind of, you know, tuning into the whole thing with John being he was a disc jockey down in St. Louis for a while, KSTL, I think it was called, WHOW in Clinton, Illinois here. So anyway, this little tribute to John. If you listen to the very last verse, it's a very good song. Last verse, it talks about the Bray Brothers in it. So here's another tie with the Brays. John Pinnell gave me a heads up and said, yeah, we're putting this album up, all John Hartford tunes. And he co-wrote this one again with Sam Bush. And he said something about the Bray Brothers, and Sam didn't know so much about them. But anyway, John Pinnell contributed this line about the Bray Brothers. So if you give it a listen, it's a good song, too. Radio John.
Radio John.
Started out working in the summertime on the docks of the Mississippi Valley Bars line. Stoking tall boats on those long hot days, getting half days old, sometimes with pain. Became a steamboat captain and wrote the song to Mark Twain. Rolling down the river to New Orleans. Oh, I can hear something coming up around the bend. It's the Julia Bell Swain, boys gleaming and steaming on in. And it's Radio John standing at the helm with a wave and a smile and some yarn to tell. And a shuffle and a skittle wall. He wrote songs every day, on his scratch and scribble, so the tunes that he wrote he could play on his own. Well, I went up the river, come away last Sunday night, with my fiddle and my banjo and my baby there to hold me tight. Sang with rhythm like a piston on a railroad train. Sawyer, like we've never seen before.
say. He played Bill, Earl, and Lester, and some boys named Bray. You could hear his voice every night till dawn. So cut your television off and turn your radio on. It's Radio halls while he was tapping his shoes, we was having a ball. Now Radio John had us all sing along, just a clapping and a stomping to every one of his songs. He could make us happy and sometimes make us cry, and looking back now I wish we never had to say goodbye. It was 690 KSTL, where we played those songs we all knew so well. Radio John.
Yes. There you go. Oh, man, good.
It's got a nice
there.
Song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
It's a nice tribute to John Hartford. Two of his main loves are music and the river. And he did pretty well at both of them, I guess. There, so.
Did a good job mentioning the Braves. And all.
Yeah, I got snuck the Braves in. That's my friend John snuck that in there. So.
Yeah.
Good job. So, Sam Bush, and again, co-written with John Pinnell here. So.
Yes. Speaking of friends, we got a buddy here that we haven't seen much lately. Years he spent on right here in Greenville, right down on College Avenue.
That's right.
Yes, our buddy.
None other than Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson, and he's going to sing a tune for us that reminds me of our recent excursions into the nursing home.
Yeah.
You and I playing songs and people requesting stuff.
Yeah.
One of the things I always request is a good yodel.
Yeah.
And, we could do a sort of a fake yodel, but we got a real yodeler out there.
It
comes right with the territory.
One of the sadnesses of my life, I can't yodel. That's good for everybody else, actually. Yes.
Yodeling. Here we go. Okay. Yodeling with you. This is Bob Johnson.
All right.
Well, the working day starts early on the prairie. Trying to make ourselves a bean or two. When the working day is done, could we sit down one-on-one? I'd love to spend some yodeling time with you. Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling. Life ain't always easy on the prairie. And I know that your life ain't easy too. Oh, but it is always easy when we sit down one on one. And I spend some time yodeling with you. Yodeling, 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 yodeling.
pretty busy on the prairie. I know that your life is busy too, but we can still get her done if we pick the pace of sun. 'Cause I love to spend my yodeling time with you.
Yodeling, yodeling, yodeling.
Now, Swamp, you pointed out to me that someone very special is doing some yodeling there with our old buddy Bob.
That's none other than Bob's wife, Carol.
Okay.
Who's a pretty good singer in her own
right. She sure did a job there. Yes. Very excellent.
Very good. Here's another husband and wife team. I don't think Doris is on this cut, but you ran across this. It's Lyle Mayfield. And it's, I think, from the only album they did. It was in the mid-70s, I believe. And it's Lyle. It's almost kind of like a story kind of song.
Oh yeah, it's a heck of a story too. And it's got everything. You know,
it's actually called "And Old Woman Cried," but it's called "The Old White Dog" kind of too. But it has to do with a white dog. So I guess we'll just let the story unfold here.
It's quite a story. And, I this first time I'd heard it.
Okay.
And it's well worth listening to.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
All righty.
And once again, the old woman cried. And longed for the little boy with a dog at his side. The old man turned his face to the wall so the world couldn't see his tears as they fall. Old white dog, have you gone? Old white dog lay there in his favorite spot on the back porch remembering. His first memory was of the day he came riding home in the basket on little boy's bicycle. And when the pair of them came wheeling into the backyard, old woman appeared at the door. A grin spread over her face as she took the snow white pup from the youngster. Cute little feller, ain't he? And a work-roughened hand scratched behind his ears. He liked that. And he knew then that this was going to be a good family for him to have. Old man came out of the shed with a sickle in his hand. Well, what do we got here? And the ear-scratching routine was repeated. Growing up with little boy was fun for dog. He loved them all, but the lad was his favorite. The years flew by and they were constantly together. In the summers, they were swimming in the creek, chasing rabbits while little boy picked mushrooms or blackberries, or maybe chasing cows at uncle's farm. With little boy in school, though, winters weren't quite so nice, but old woman compensated by allowing him to sleep behind the cook stove and pampering him with scraps from the table. In the spring that little boy turned 17, old dog observed a change. Now the boy was called young man. One morning dog noticed old woman crying while she cooked breakfast. And after the meal, young man came over to where he was laying by the stove and spent an unusually long time petting him and scratching his ears. Then the lad and old man went to the car, got in, and drove away. And when the car crunched back into the driveway a couple of hours later, old man was alone. Days passed, and young man didn't return. The days became weeks, the weeks became months, the months became years. Finally, late one night, a familiar footstep hit the front porch. An old dog awakened the entire household with his frenzied barking. He nearly scratched a hole through the front door before old woman could open it. And there stood young man in a funny blue suit and a white hat. And once again, old woman cried. Old dog was beside himself with joy. Young man was home and the world was right again. His pleasure was short-lived, though. Young woman came on the scene. I'm getting married, old fella. Want to come and live with me in my new home and my wife? As if to answer, the dog went to the foot of old woman's chair and sat down. Now the years had taken their toll on old white dog. He lay there on the porch thinking of the pleasures that he and little boy had shared. A distant memory stirred him to cross the highway and search for a rabbit in that bean patch. The weakened eyes and ears neither saw nor heard the approaching car. The squealing brakes caught the attention of old woman just in time for her to look up and see a white form hurtling through the air. The driver jumped from the car and picked up the still body and carried it to the house. I'm sorry, ma'am. He didn't seem to hear me coming. Old man turned away, sniffed, mumbled something about a shovel and headed for the shed. And once again, old woman cried. Oh, white dog, where have you gone?
Well, that's really kind of an epic story.
It is,
song there.
Yeah,
lots of ins and outs to that one.
Yeah, kind of dramatic. Yeah,
the white dog, the young boy, the return of the soldier, and all kinds of good stuff. So he had a blue uniform. May have been a Navy boy there.
Might have been Navy. Lyle was a Navy guy himself. So
oh, that's where that probably Navy. Came.
Might
from.
Have been. Right. Yeah. So
okay. Anyway. Well, I guess we'll be back in May with some more homegrown music.
We may be back in May. Huh?
We may.
Maybe.
There we go.
Okay. All right. See you then.
Okay. See you, Swamp.